at 6:06. It is fair and 65 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 95 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. We have complete election results for you this morning. The stage is set for the 2nd District Congressional Showdown in November. GOP plumber Mark Wayne Mullen will face Democratic prosecutor Rob Wallace. In state legislative races, Ken Walker captures House seat 70 in Tulsa, while Nathan Dom wins Senate seat 33. School bond issues passed at Skytook yesterday, and Pat Key wins the Tulsa County Clerk's seat. We have complete election results posted for you this morning on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. The Oklahoma delegates logged their first hours on the GOP convention floor at Tampa. Owosso State Senator Rick Brinkley is one of the delegates, and he says many have been calling on the Oklahoma caucus while waiting on the storm-delayed convention to get underway.
Congressman Pete Sessions from Texas came by to visit with us to explain what his views are on what's going on and helping build that excitement.
Our coverage from NPR continues tonight at 7 here on KWGS. Well, last night, Governor Fallon delivered a primetime address to the convention. It was heard live here on KWGS. She attacked President Obama's record.
Well, Mr. President, we know better. And as an Oklahoma, we say that dog won't hunt.
She spoke for about 10 minutes and promised energy independence under a Romney administration. She also took the president to task for the economy. Well, if the Vision sales tax extension is approved, part of the money will be used for improvements at the fairgrounds. A lot of money went into the fairgrounds from the Four to Fix the County Fund. Studio Tulsa host Rich Fisher yesterday asked County Commission Chair John Smoligo, what's left to fix?
You know, we get requests all the time from horse shows and different user groups out there that they'd like to see additions made and new doors put on, insulate the barns, some of them that were not able to be insulated before.
The sales tax extension of Vision 2025 will be on the November ballot. A classic Tulsa property at 5th and Cincinnati will wait a little longer for a new owner.
The vacant Tulsa Club building won't be sold just yet. A scheduled sheriff's sale auction of the property was canceled yesterday. That's because its owner, C.J. Maroney, transferred the property's title to an LLC in Nevada, which then declared bankruptcy Monday.
He's attempting to preserve the equity in the building so that he can get time to communicate with some buyers that are looking at the building. There just was not enough time.
David Dreyer, Maroney's attorney, says that was on purpose. The city of Tulsa filed last month to sell the building due to code violations and unpaid assessments. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
The number of West Nile deaths in Oklahoma has jumped to 5. That's according to new figures released yesterday from the State Department of Health. The number of confirmed West Nile cases in Oklahoma has now reached 92. The opening prayer will be delivered by an atheist at tomorrow night's Tulsa City Council meeting. Dan Nairn, founder of the Humanist Association of Tulsa, says it's the first, as far as he knows.
Trying to get the council to open up to other organizations which traditionally have not been invited to give a prayer. So the prayer I'll be giving is really an invocation, and it will be addressed not to a supernatural being, but to the council members themselves.
He says several groups for years have attempted to get the city council to halt sectarian prayers. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, a high of 95. Clear tonight, 67 for a low. Clouds move in tomorrow, hot and muggy with a high of 95. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is fair and 65. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.